WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're coming on strong today on Fried on Business. What a surprise. We've got a great show for you today. We are going to have Lauren Book talking about her legislative agenda and what she's teaching our teachers. We're going to talk to Sanjay Kudumanpour about Wiki Real Estate. We're going to talk to the UHealth doctors about cosmetic surgery for your eyes. And in the fourth quarter, I am going to talk about what happened last week and what's going on now with my wife's kidney transplant. Bring up the music. We'll be back after this.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you.
Oh, it's me doing I'm doing my commercials now. All right. Well, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Back to the music.
It's a celebration. Hey-ho! Celebrate good times, come on. It's a celebration.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, we're back with more Fried on Business. Am I back or am I doing an ad? Oh, well, come on, man. I'm too excited about what's been going on here. You know, when you're looking or... Oh, I did that one already. You know, you only have one pair of... I'm sorry, I'm just... Stay with us till the fourth quarter. You'll all get it. It all comes together. You only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years now, 12 in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye care hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Bascom Palmer centers in Miami-Dade, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to some of the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. In fact, we're going to talk to one of their doctors from Palm Beach Gardens later today about their reconstructive surgery. So you can feel confident you're getting the results every time you're looking for when you go to UHealth. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIKs to learn more today about those services.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're having a great time. We're doing all kinds of celebration. We didn't even play Fireball because we're all mixed up here today. But we have got the godmother, the guardian angel of all of our children everywhere, Lauren Book. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you heard the news?
Which news?
You're going to have to listen until the fourth quarter, but text me. We found out about Vivian's donor earlier today, and we're going to talk about it in the fourth quarter. So make sure you listen on the internet later on today. But it's pretty good news. You can share that with Uncle Ron. That's right. So tell me a little bit about what the legislative Caring for Kids agenda is this year up in the legislature.
Well, we are so excited this year about some pieces of legislation that are really going to be protecting kids all throughout the state of Florida. We have such incredible legislative champions, and some of the pieces of legislation will be announced later this week, and so we'll have to come back and let you know a little bit more about that, but it is going to be a great year for children in the state of Florida.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a great year for Vivian and I as well.
I was teasing it, just like you. You have to wait till the fourth quarter.
That's correct. You're the best, Lauren. Now, tell me, I know you've got a whole bunch of programs specifically in the schools themselves. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Maybe the kind of stuff you're sharing with teachers?
We are so excited. Next week, actually in 2 weeks, is our Safer, Smarter Schools Conference, where we will be releasing the first ever pre-K through grade 12 evidence-based abuse prevention curriculum. The conference will be in Orlando, Florida from February 16th through the 18th. And we have a wonderful keynote address from Matt Sandusky Davidson, the adopted son of Jerry Sandusky. And excited to have him with us and share his journey through survivorship and now thrivership. And that will actually be Facebook Live streamed. So you guys listening can tune in and get to see a little bit about that. But we're in 55,000 classrooms, keeping children safe all throughout the state. And it is just such a wonderful time here at the foundation. We're working so hard, and we couldn't do it without your support. So thank you so much.
It's our absolute pleasure. It is our charity of choice. As you know, I was abused as a child. I'm not going to talk about anybody else. But the point is that the most important thing we can do is guard our children. And, you know, with just a little education, most of them can be safe. Can you give us a couple of quick tips?
Absolutely. It's really important to have open and honest dialogue with your children. Make sure that you know who they're hanging out with. Always make sure to have a PLAN before kids leave the house so that you know the place that they're going. You have to know the location, the names and numbers of who they're going to be with, and always making sure that they are that they're communicating with you and you're watching how they interact with the adults around them. And if you have adults in your children's lives who are spending some undue time with your children or would prefer to spend time with them over you, something may be up, and you kind of have to listen to that gut instinct. But also, if some of those adult children show up with presents or things that you didn't purchase for them, money, phones, something may not be quite right. You got to tune into that.
Wow, so that's like called grooming, right?
Absolutely. The grooming process is one in which a predator and offender will try and build a trusting relationship with your child and actually you as the parent to gain access to your children and really begin that abuse process. And so really important to be keyed into that, to watch how your children interact with those adults, but also how those adults interact with your children.
You know, Lauren, I've watched you do some magical things during your presentations. I've seen the kids come up quietly afterwards and share their stories with you. And I know you talk to different ages of children differently. What would you say to a really young child that really you can't say the word sexual or any of that? You can't talk to them about look out for cell phones. What should a parent with a small child, a very vulnerable person, do?
Well, I think it's really important to talk about boundaries and what's safe and unsafe, and we always use those terms, a safe secret or an unsafe secret, a safe touch and an unsafe touch. And those unsafe secrets or unsafe touches make us feel icky, confused, and not quite right. And any time that you get a secret that's not safe, icky, or not quite right, or you get a touch that makes you feel unsafe, you have to go to a grown-up buddy, somebody in your trusted triangle, which is three or more grown-up buddies that you can talk to about anything, whether it's a fight with a friend, a bad dream, or a touch that makes us feel not quite right. And so it's so important to constantly use that safe versus unsafe language in your family.
Well, you know, Lauren, now let's pretend that now that we've spoken to the younger child, let's step up to more of the middle tier. What would you say to a middle school child?
I think, again, it goes back to having that open and honest dialogue that's developmentally appropriate, to let them know that if there's anything going on that makes them feel uncomfortable or not quite right, they can talk to you, that you're there to help them. But also kind of plan and brainstorm with those children a safety network, some different people that they can talk to, whether it's a teacher or a family friend. If something is not quite right, maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to you about it. At least they have other trusted adults in their life that can be that they can access for help.
Well, Lauren, okay, now I want to talk about the group that it happened to when it was me. I was 14. My parents dropped me off at the job site. They left me alone with the person, and, you know, he groomed me, then he hurt me. So it happens to teenagers, too. What should the parent of a teenager look for?
Again, I think it's always watching and noticing how your children interact. No matter what age they are, later in life, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you notice behaviors. And so if they were once really excited to go to work or to a job site or to an activity, and then they become maybe withdrawn, nervous, or they don't want to attend, something may not be quite right. Ask them, what's going on? You used to be so excited to, you know, go to work, or you used to be so excited to volunteer at this location. What's going on? That if there's ever anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, you can come and talk to me.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that we talk about is popping in to locations that your children are, no matter how old they are. Just go over and check it out. Say hi. Bring them a snack. Bring them lunch.
Yes.
Just to notice how your children are interacting with the adults around them.
Yeah, it was for me, you know, it was the most horrible thing that happened to me. I was basically tortured until I broke. It was horrible. So Lauren, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So I know that if somebody, for instance, thinks that there's abuse going on, there's things that they are required to do that they can do. Tell us some of the things that you've been able to accomplish over the last couple of years that have changed our environment in the state of Florida to help our kids stay safe. Got a couple of minutes left.
Absolutely. The most important thing for listeners to know is that we are the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country, and that if you suspect that a child is being harmed, that's anyone under the age of 18, that you not only have a moral obligation to report that abuse, but a legal obligation to report that abuse. And if you don't, it's actually a third-degree felony. And so you must call if you suspect that a child is being harmed at the DCF hotline, and that is 1-800-96-ABUS. And that's 22-AB-U-8-E-3. And so you have to make sure that you make that call and make that report. So it can be anonymous, but make sure that you do that, because it's just a phone call, but for the child it is everything.
Lauren, you got...
it's so important.
Lauren, you got stepped on, and we have 1 minute left. I know you and the coach are big sports fans, so I'm going to say it to you this way. Could you please repeat the phone number slowly for the Jets fans that are listeners?
Absolutely. It is 1-800-96-ABUSE.
You know, Lauren, I want to just say this, is the things that you and Coach, you know, that's what we call Ron Book, her dad, do for the kids that are here in our community and statewide, nationwide, and I'm going to say this, Miss L'Oreal, Woman of Worth, internationally, I want to just thank you for all of the people that have been abused, all the kids that, you know, are out there at risk. And I'm going to say it this way. All the kids you'll never meet who you stopped the abuse from even happening. High five to you for being an American hero, Lauren Book.
Well, thank you so much. And I am tuning in to hear what the good news is in the fourth quarter.
Oh, we love you. Go to Lauren Book. What is it? LaurenceKids.org. LaurenceKids.org has all this stuff, right?
That's right. You can check us out, LawrenceKids.org, follow us on Facebook to make sure that you can see all of the great, exciting things happening at the Teachers Conference in the next 2 weeks.
I'm looking to boost your likes and views, Lauren. Thank you so much. You, Claire,
thanks,
the whole
guys.
Team. Okay, tell
We're
all our friends
in.
Out there, we love you, Lauren Book. We're going to be back after this with Wiki Real Estate. Brand yourself with Wiki Real Estate. B-A-C-K. After this AC, it is yours. All right, we're playing this music because it's such a glorious sunny day out there and has been all day not. Okay, but when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Each is an exceptional car. Each comes with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Now get out there and drive safely.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Hey, sports fans, are you tired of spending all day looking for a bar showing your favorite team? Well, say no more. Outnicks is your one-stop source for games and bars near you. Make a free profile today and find every happy hour, live bands, and oncoming games and parties at your local bars. That's Outnicks, OUTNIX.com. One more time, OUTNIX.com. Outnicks, never miss a game again. Hashtag Outnicks Nation.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I am all psyched about the next segment. We're going to talk about branding yourself with Wiki Realty. You go, what the heck is that? Well, I first met Sanjay Kutmanpour when he was working out a deal over in Southwest Florida on the last cycle. Earth to Sanjay, are you out there?
I am. How are you, Jim? Hello from sunny Santa Monica.
Yeah, well, it ain't sunny here. We got the liquid version today. Now, Sanjay, I gave a little bit of taste of all this when I talked about how I first met you, but why don't we go real quickly through your background?
Sure. Thanks, Jim. So, as you and I talked about, for the last 20 years, I like to say I was a reformed real estate developer and lawyer. Our family development companies developed a lot of real estate from Wisconsin all the way down to Florida, and that was my life for 20 years. And you know, one thing that always troubled me about the industry was that it was really hard to get local information online, and that was sort of the start of my vision for Wiki Realty.
So you had the vision. You started Wiki Realty. I guess that there's a story behind the concept, an aha moment. Tell me.
Sure. So real estate has been this, like, closed environment for a really long time. I mean, the information you get is based on who you know and who you talk to, which I thought was really funny given the importance of the real estate decision process in everybody's lives. And I started seeing that change around 2010 when realtors were really leading the charge. They were putting some great hyper-local content online, trying to share their local knowledge with their consumers. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. But once again, they were using platforms like Facebook and Twitter, which in essence are also closed environments because that information really only goes out to your friends and followers and connections.
And on a very limited basis, people don't realize. I know a lot of people don't see that. You post it, but only 10 or 15 people usually see it.
That's right. And, you know, with realtors leading this, I thought, well, okay, you know, as a developer and lawyer, what about the rest of the professionals in the real estate vertical, the guys like me, the developers, lawyers, bankers, title insurance, architects? You know, I predicted that our industry as a whole would look for ways to establish a digital footprint online as a way of connecting with potential customers and clients, because that's the age we're in. We're in the information age.
100%, Sanjay. Now, I went to go to your website. I logged on. I went to the link that you provided me, and I landed on something that was related to the Miami Board of Realtors. What's up with that?
With the Miami Board of Realtors, so, you know, Miami was one of the first markets that we launched in back in 2014. You know, I was based in Naples at the time. We launched in Naples, and soon after, we went to Miami. And, you know, hats off to the leadership over at the Miami Association of Realtors, Teresa Kinney, the CEO, and Deborah Valador, the CMO, recognized very early on that, you know, we are a global industry. There were buyers coming from all over the world, but these foreign buyers and also folks that lived in Miami had no real way of getting really local information down to the neighborhood level. So I approached the Miami Association and showed them what we were doing, and they immediately saw the vision, and we formed a partnership. And the Miami Association of Wiki Realty have now partnered for now almost 2 years in getting Wiki Realty out to their members as a platform for their members to share hyperlocal information.
You know, now, we touched on it a little earlier where people were using Facebook and Twitter and other social platforms that weren't necessarily a real rifle shot to the people that they wanted to talk to. I went on the site for just a few minutes as we were prepping for the show, and I immediately realized, I'll tell it right here on the show. I said, Sanjay, how do I get content on your site? I said, this looks like a great place to get eyeballs.
Thank you. So, you know, getting content on Wiki Realty, you know, is easy. I mean, as a professional or as a consumer, if you have local knowledge, you can share it. It's free to create a profile. It's free to contribute content. Professionals want to contribute that content because we help that professional build a digital footprint around their areas of expertise. As they do that, they become the neighborhood expert, and that ultimately leads to new business and clients for them. So it's very easy to do. As a consumer, we help connect the dots, and by bringing all these professionals together and giving you one place to look for important information across all real estate aspects really helps consumers make smarter decisions about where they live and work.
Now, Sanjay, let's say that I put content up on your site. Is it searchable? Is it help my SEO?
Absolutely. So not only is the content on Wiki Realty, but, you know, if you think about it, there's a reason why anytime you do a search on Google, Wikipedia oftentimes shows up as one of the top results. So, you know, think of Wiki Realty as a Wikipedia for real estate, in that we want to be that body of knowledge for all things real estate. So as people are contributing content on Wiki Realty, that content gets indexed by Google, and over time, your content, your specific keywords and subject lines that you're using to write your content, over time surface to the top of Google searches. And as you know, that's how everyone is searching for information these days, especially real estate. So as your content surfaces on top of Google searches and other organic searches, you are found, and that leads to business to you.
Okay, Sanjay, so then somebody like me could take my content, I could put it on Wiki Realty, which I would repurpose some of my content that I have, and then it would start helping me with SEO. It sounds like a great thing to do. Why didn't Will hit me with a baseball bat when he first told me about this? Will's the guy that works in my office that reintroduced Sanjay and I. Sanjay, we only have like 4 minutes left. So how do you monetize this site, and are you in the capital raise? Where are you in the business end of this?
Well, so, you know, it's a great question. We've raised capital around the country with angel investors. Our family has invested quite a bit of capital in it, and we are actually in our last round of capital for 2016. In terms of how you raise money, how you monetize with your realty, I mean, if you think about it, real estate, I believe, was one of the largest online advertisers across all industries, and they're projecting that to go to almost $20 billion this year. And advertising and other lead-generating mechanisms in real estate, you know, so far have been more of a the opposite of a rifle shot, a shotgun. You know, you put the money out there and it sort of gets spread out. You know, with Wiki Realty, you know, and our ability to brand you online as a local expert, it's really more of a rifle shot approach. We've created tools, we've created branded apps that allow you to get your content out, become the expert. And with these tools, that ultimately leads to new business for you. So a lot of different tools like branded apps and advertising are ways that we are going to start monetizing. We've got a lot of different ideas and products in the pipeline. So a lot of exciting things over the next few months.
Well, Sanjay, I'm officially volunteering to be one of your betas. I'm hoping that we can talk Friday or Monday or over the weekend and come up with something really exciting and do some kind of like demo relationship for a couple months. Then I want you to come back. We'll like do a snapshot of my metrics now. We'll take another look in a couple months. And let's talk about the impact that your site had on driving traffic at me.
Absolutely. And before I leave real quick, I mean, we are actually live across the country. We have partnerships with the California Association of Realtors in Chicago, and the Miami Association of Realtors has put together an association of associations, so to speak, called RE Altitude, with now 165,000 members across the country. And we were one of the first vendors to be approved on that list. So our footprint is spreading very quickly, and we're very excited to see the number of new member signups and traffic coming to the site. So we'd love for you to participate.
100%. I'm the king of the early adopters. I can't wait to do it. If people want to find you, Sanjay, and they want to find your site, I know it's kind of rudimentary, but let's tell them where to find you, because it's important, and I'm giving the long rollout so people get their pencils. Then I ask you to go slow, because we got a lot of New York Jets fans that listen, and since you're from Santa Monica, we also got a lot of 49er fans that listen.
Sure thing. So the site is wikirealty.com, WikiRealty.com. Pretty easy, wikirealty.com. And if anyone wants to find me, they can find me at Sanjay, S-A-N-J-A-Y, at wikirealty.com.
Well, Sanjay,
S-A-N-J-A-Y at wikirealty.com.
Listen, when I first met you, you were working to save the family and to save that beautiful piece of real estate that you guys had. Your family's been successful with everything it's done before. I know they're proud of what you're doing, and I know even more so that it's going to be successful. I look forward to participating with you on the site. High five again to Will for getting us involved. And, Will, I know you're listening. It's up to you. Get me and Sanjay together. Send the emails out now. I am fired up, everybody. Look for this. We're going to make it happen. Sanjay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jim. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your support.
Oh, it's my pleasure. If it ain't fun, we don't do it on Freedom Business. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about facial reconstruction with Dr. Bradford Lee. He is unbelievable. When you read his stuff, this guy is the real deal. We'll be back after this. Oh, my gosh. And don't forget, fourth quarter, Vivian story coming up. You know, I got even more reason to love this song now, because I got a great jib jab that I do with this. Hey, Larry Zinn and the team out of Warren Henry, listen up, because everybody knows that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and you also get a personal assistant that'll help you with anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Time to be happy.
To you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm the
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
And this one's going out to our next guest, Dr. Bradford Lee. Hey, you know, you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute. For 12 years in a row now, Bascom-Palmer's been named the nation's best eye care hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Hey, I'm a patient there. Bascom-Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year at Bascom-Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, where Dr. Lee works, and Plantation are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. Remember, stick with us. We've got some really cool stuff coming up on this. So you can feel confident you're going to get the results each time. Make sure you visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK to learn more about this and their other procedures today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're enjoying the fine accommodations here at WZAB in Miami, and we want to remind you that UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System, they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and everybody knows by now that UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and of course, UHealth is in Plantation in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do more than collaborative care. UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our communities. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. I'll say it one more time. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now a 12th year in a row. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. In fact, we're going to have one of their superstars on with us right after this. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, that's right, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Oh, yeah, that's my cue. When the guy says, I feel nice by Sugar and Spice, we come back with some awesome content. This time, as I've been touting for the last 20 minutes, we have got absolutely one of the superstars at the University of Miami Health System. We have got Bradford W. Lee, MD, MSc. I'm not sure what all the letters stand for, but I'll tell you this. He did go to Harvard. He did go to London School of Economics. He did go to Stanford. And, doctor, they put it on your resume. Got to just throw it out there. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
No, it's my pleasure. They set the bar high for you, so you better be good today. I'm telling you.
I'll try my best.
All right. Now, here we go. And I didn't even say it yet. The doctor is an ophthalmologist. He specializes in oculofacial plastic surgery. It's like the first time I've ever gotten a specialty right. at the University of Miami's Bascom-Palmeri Institute and at UHealth. He's based out of the Institute's Palm Beach Gardens office. Hey, so here's a softball. What is the field of oculofacial plastic surgery? I'm going to keep saying it. I love that word.
That's a great question, Jim. I find myself answering this all the time because my friends and family don't know what it is either. But it's basically a subspecialty of ophthalmology, and we have dual expertise in both ophthalmology as well as plastic surgery of around the eyes and the face. And so, you know, what this allows us to do is really have specialized expertise in problems that, you know, involve the eyelids, you know, the eye socket, the eyebrows, the cheeks, and basically the whole face.
You know, people might say, well, does anybody ever need this? And I would just respond, hey, when I was a little kid playing Little League, one of the guys on my team, his old man forgot to untie the cleat when they pulled the boat out. Well, you can imagine where that landed, and boy, it wasn't pretty. Poor guy. So it sounds to me like there's opportunities all day long for you to see people.
Absolutely. There's numerous conditions that we treat. It's a very wide spectrum from trauma to cancer to aesthetic and cosmetic surgery. So, you know, our field really is very diverse.
You know, now I got to admit it, I stay up late at night and I read this stuff. You know, I heard that I read that one of your specialties is thyroid eye disease. Now, I've had a bunch of friends that have had different problems with thyroid, from my wife who has a kidney problem to a friend of mine who fell on the ground and got paralyzed with a thyroid thing. So tell me, what's thyroid eye disease?
Yeah, so thyroid eye disease, you've probably seen people in people that you know or in everyday life where their eyes are very bulging out of their sockets, and it almost looks like they're staring, but they're not trying to stare at you. But what happens is that in people with Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism, very oftentimes it can affect the eyes, and the eyes bulge, the lids pull, you know, the lids retract and show all the whites of their eyes. And it's actually a very disfiguring condition for a lot of patients. It's very sad because patients say they look in the mirror and they just don't even recognize themselves anymore.
Well, that's really horrible. And you know, that's something that, you know, needs to be addressed. Now, I got to just say is that I just got a text from one of our listeners. They want to see you when they turn 60 to get their eyes done. Now, do you do that, too?
Yes. I do a lot of cosmetic facial surgery. Like I said, it's very nice that we have a very diverse field. So, you know, while I do a lot of, you know, cosmetic eyelid surgeries, we also do eyelid surgeries that are for, you know, just drooping, covering people's vision, or trauma or reconstruction after skin cancers are removed from the eyelids. So, to answer your question, I do a lot of cosmetic as well as reconstructive and medical eyelid surgery as well.
Just got another tweet. Maybe the people can hear my phone popping in the background. I don't know. But this time it was from my wife. Apparently, and I haven't signed a HIPAA notice here, apparently she's seen you. Now, when I went to Bascom-Palmer, the guy was thrilled because I got good vision, and it was like a vacation for him. But let's talk about this for a minute. You use a laser for skin resurfacing that helps with you know, eyelid and facial scarring. Now, I know a lot of people have that. I got like a little black beauty mark here, like where the ladies in the 60s used to put the beauty pencil. So my wife is always freaking me out about getting that taken off. What do you do with that stuff?
Yeah, so actually this is something that I've done a lot of work on, and we've presented at our national meetings at the Academy of Ophthalmology. But, you know, here at Bascom-Palmer, we're very blessed to have some of the state-of-the-art technology for laser resurfacing for aesthetic purposes. And, you know, we were the first, to report on the treatment of, you know, scarring around the eyelids, whether due to burns, whether due to surgery or trauma. And the scarring around the eyelids can be very debilitating because the eyelids are very dynamic structures. So if you can imagine the eyelids becoming scarred and tethered, you know, this prevents your eyes from closing. It causes your lids to flip outwards, and it can be very disfiguring as well. So what we did is we actually applied, you know, cosmetic lasers that are typically used for tightening the skin and getting rid of wrinkles. And, you know, we applied these to the scar tissue around the eyes and had some really dramatic results that are not achievable with the traditional approach, which is surgery and skin grafting. And so, we're submitting this we're writing up a paper right now to share our findings with the rest of the world.
Now, how long have you been at Baskin Palmer?
Yeah, so I actually was fortunate to get one of the coveted residency spots at Baskin Palmer. So I did my residency there from 2010 to 2013.
Wow.
I left to do my fellowship training with my mentor Don Kikawa and Bobby Korn in San Diego. And then Baskin Palmer gave me a call out of the blue and asked if I would consider coming back to join the faculty. So I've actually been on the faculty now since September.
Yeah, I'll bet that was a big surprise, given your expertise here. I know that Dr. Goldschmidt likes to collect the best of the best, and it looks like that's you. Now, we only have a minute left, so real quickly, what happened in San Diego, and what number can people call for information to get to see you?
Yeah, so, you know, the Baskin Palmer has a centralized scheduling line, and, you know, the number is 305-326-6000. Again, that's 305-326-6000. And you just have to ask for, you know, if you'd like to make an appointment, you can ask to make an appointment with Dr. Bradford Lee. We do have five Dr. Lees at Baskin Palmer, so you have to specify Dr. Bradford Lee.
You're terrific.
And I would be happy to see you.
You're terrific.
I have a clinic, and I operate in Palm Beach Gardens, and I also operate in Miami from time to time.
Dr. Bradford Lee, a blessing on our community. A lot of people are going to have a lot of long-term issues that would have really given them some real problems addressed by you. I want to thank Dr. Goldschmidt and his team for bringing you to town.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's our pleasure. Hopefully we'll have you back again. I can have my wife on, the two of you can kibitz live. It would be absolutely awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Sounds great. It would be my pleasure.
All right. Well, listen, I just mentioned my wife. That's a great tie-in in the fourth quarter. Everybody by now knows we've been looking for a kidney donor. I'm going to tell you what's been happening in the next segment. Stick with us. Oh, yeah. You're going to want to make sure you stick with us, because we got some beautiful things coming next. We're playing this one for the doctor. It's like mellow music. We really play mellow music, but we had the doctor that talks about eyes. I thought it was perfect. What a laid-back guy. And it also has a little bit of extra meaning for some of the other people that are listening, and we'll just leave it at that. Hey, everybody. Warren Henry, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, Red Cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, join my wife, join our whole family as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. You heard me interview one of the most important people in the world in the first segment, Lauren Book. And you go, well, Jim, why is Lauren so important? Because Lauren is the person that can coach you how to protect your child. And let's face it, what is your most important asset? It's your beautiful child. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. Get educated today. Go to her conference in Orlando, or just go to laurenskids.org and learn to look for the signs. Tell your child it's okay to tell. Go to laurenskids.org to learn more today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's time for me to tell what's going on, and I'm just going to come clean. We had identified through Twitter a couple weeks ago a young lady who is absolutely a gift from God. She is the holy person as far as I'm concerned. This young lady has offered to come here from Austin and donate her kidney to my wife, and today we learned that she's a match. There are a couple more tests that need to be done. Turn up the darn music! That's right, she's a match. So I am truly humbled by this experience. I want to give a high five to this woman who came with her family from out of town last week and got tested in that stinking rainstorm on Friday. This woman is a true hero, an American hero, somebody that we need to get more of in our lives. She is unbelievable. I got pictures of them bonding at dialysis. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. The two of them, each and individually, to me, represent superwoman. These people are amazing. And not only did the young lady come, she brought her beautiful family, her lovely husband, who is so beautiful and supportive, strong, silent, beautiful guy. And with her, they're bringing up these two gorgeous kids that came with them too. That's right, I took them to sandwiches in Wynwood while the mom was getting tested. The kids are so beautiful. I'm not going to publish any pictures. I'm not going to say any names, but I am going to say high five to the gifts from God that have entered into our lives. You know, where are we today? We're cautiously optimistic. A lot of people, I tell them to remember last year's Super Bowl. I'm in a climate-controlled environment on the one-yard line. I got all my downs. I got plenty of time, and I got a great team. But you never know what could happen. So to the young lady who is my personal hero, I got to say it this way, right after my wife, I got to say high five to you, miss. I just cannot believe it. So what's next, you say? Well, what's next is first we got to get confirmation. Then it's on to logistics. We're going to plan on where and when the operation's going to take place. Then we're going to get everybody in town, and we're going to make it happen. It's going to take a little while to move the ducks, get everybody positioned on the beachhead, if you will. And then we're going to move. We're going to reach out to the community. We're going to talk to people just like you, because this is something that you can participate in. This is a miracle. You, too, can be one of the people that's like a prophet. Oh, I forgot to say. So I go to the airport, and I'm waiting to pick up the lady. There's a elderly man running up and down looking for a car. He's calling and calling and calling. Finally, the car comes and picks him up. It blocks my view of the gate that I'm waiting for. And I'm looking at the license plate. What's it say? It says THNXGD. Thanks God. Then when the guy moved his car, there were the people right behind them. This thing gets even better. It gets even better. When I told the person that she was coming in, he said, you know what? I'm going to get tested too. We have the record for the number of people that have gotten tested at the Miami Transplant Institute. You know what? This job is not done. There are lots of people out there that need a live donor. Somebody's going to be able to live a lot longer and a lot better life if they get a living donor. When you read about somebody's on the list, it's because they're waiting for a cadaver, a dead person to give life to them. And yes, it's a blessing, but still, you got to have a tragedy for that to happen. Instead, we are being merged. We are being blended. We are being, oh my God, we are being grafted, placed perfectly with a new, beautiful family. People that in each way bring special love to my wife and I. They make our toes tingle. That's a tip of the hat to Jim Mandich, and they give me goosebumps. You could see them right there. We need more people like this. Maybe you're one of these people. If you're motivated, stand up now and call the Miami Transplant Institute or any hospital near you. Go online and find out where you can volunteer to be a living donor, because you can make a miracle happen too. AC, how much time do I have left? Oh, my gosh, I've got a lifetime, is what the man said. And you're right. And now my wife does, too. Thanks to this beautiful person who's got a name that's indicative of how wonderful she is. But because of personal situational reasons, we want to keep this private. So watch Facebook, look on LinkedIn, follow me on Twitter, because that's how I found this beautiful person. And you'll be able to keep up on what's going on in our lives. And I hope that you will join me in the celebration also. And you can look for that on YouTube. It'll be up probably tomorrow. Now I'm going to go through the close of the show. Huh? Oh, yeah, I got the community calendar. Thanks, AC. I'm remembering at this point. Join me at the 6th Annual Bank and Financial Institutional Special Assets Forum on Real Estate, C&I, and SBA Loans. I am sponsoring it. It's going to be held in Fort Lauderdale on February 4th and 5th. Go to www.imn.org/bankersFL16. I make money at that conference every year. Another conference I make money on is the University of Florida Center for Real Estate's Trends and Strategies Conference. It's going to be awesome. I'm the sponsorship chairman, so call me if you want to donate. It's going to be Thursday, February 25th, and Friday, February 26th. We're going to have international finance guys, really cool discussions about the politics that's going on in Florida. It's going to be right before the Florida primary, so join me there, too. For that one, you can go to the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies on their website and hit the register now and register. Okay, I'm going to start saying my thank yous. Who do you think is at the top of the list? Who do you think is at the top of the list?
That beautiful donor.
That's correct. That's correct. So first of all, thank you to our beautiful angel and her beautiful family, because the family's got to support her in this, and they do. I want to thank Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, U Health, Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami Marlins, the NFL Alumni Association, Social Media 305, of course, Lauren's kids, you heard her, Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, and I want to thank Magnum Energy Solutions. I want to thank, oh my goodness, CCIM and 10X. I want to thank Espresso Marketing and Social Media 305. I want to thank Magnum Energy Solutions and the Burke and Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineer Tax Services. Hey, I got new sponsors next week. I'll tell you who they are next week. So remember, go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Okay, it's the related group and people like that. High five, Taz. Okay, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. All of this stuff about my wife is all over social media. The website's getting all kinds of hits. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com, real fast. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. Look what I just did. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you again, donor!